Life is dangerous. Who says so? We do. Or, more accurately, our self-centered point of view. From our self-centered point of view, for our self-centered perspective, life presents all sorts of dangers. Dangers to what we want, with what we don't want. Dangers to our bodily condition, our mental condition, to feelings, which is mental condition, which can be disturbed by events that go the way we want or they don't, and with all the circumstances of other people that they present when we can't control what they present or who presents or how it presents, and of course with all the circumstances of changing environment, depending upon which environment we as a human live in. Of course, this is so for other animals and other beings as well. This is the ongoing change that is the nature of this universe called life. And this is the fear that our practice clarifies by shining light on the misconceptions and misunderstandings that generate this fear, or I should say, the limited conceptions, the limitations presented on our life by having a narrow focus on believing self, believing that we are fixed, permanent, separate self, living, so to speak, inside this bag of skin and bones and mind and thoughts, or what we can say, the five skandhas of form, sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness, or any other way you articulate those in English or any other language. When the reality which is what Buddha talks about, which practice reveals to us, is non-self, or not fixed self, or not self in the narrow, limited way that we describe it. Not self in the limited way of born, dying. Also, things aren't permanent. They don't stay the way we want them to. They don't appear in the forms that we want them to. They change when we don't want them to, or they change despite the fact that we want them to, but they don't change in the direction that we expect, hope, and so forth. The ongoing change in permanence troubles us, makes us feel danger, endangered. Of course, who's in danger? This self-universe we look to make a certain way because that's how we believe we will be satisfied, except that we can't look to conditions and circumstances for satisfaction. That's dukkha. Conditions, circumstances are inherently unsatisfactory, inherently unable to satisfy us if we look to them for satisfaction. If we look to them from the point of view of self-centeredness, because that narrows the scope and ability of us to perceive and be who we truly are. And therefore that's guaranteed to present what seems like danger. Living on, so to speak, eggshells and of fears, walking on marbles that can potentially lead to what we think is danger, we suffer all sorts of ways and times. We're always protecting ourselves, on the lookout, fearful, and so forth. This is, of course, more or less, depending upon who we are, the so-called mental, physical conditions coming together right now as who we, each of us, I particularly am. And, of course, these are connected to the physical, mental conditions of our life, social, economic, psychological, and so forth. And those are important to clarify. But most fundamentally, we clarify this in simple, upright sitting, in resolutely sitting this moment life, because we open this self-centeredness, allowing a rising, passing moment in all the many realms. And in opening this, we discover that we are, we taste for ourselves that we are this arising, passing, not born, not destroyed, not arising, not passing, this moment, universe, that we are. So, we say, arising, passing, ongoing, changing moment, Buddha nature. That's who we are, and that's what and who we encounter. And this is what living Zazen is. Our living Zazen, this moment, breathing this moment, breathing the universe, breathing the sky and prairies and ocean and mountains, right here. You don't have to do anything special. Just be this sitting, be this Zazen, be this walking. This is your, if I say it, birthright of unborn, non-dying. This is your birthright right now that the Buddha clarifies and offers as the teaching of Zazen, of right here, right now, this. So, please do your life practice. And when fear, danger arises, when various forms of ongoing change seem to assault self, remind yourself, this is practice. What is my practice effort right now? What is my liberating this delusion moment, this delusion, self-centered emotion thought that's blinding me to being this that I am? So please maintain and continue your practice. This is the opportunity of living the wisdom, compassion that you are, not some idea that you have of what is and isn't, should or shouldn't, but this Zazen moment. Thank you.